This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes, but I'm not over blissed yet.
It's great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely. I just got off the phone a couple seconds ago. The phone rang while I was chatting with our engineer, John, at GCN. And the phone rang, and I said, oh, it's GoDaddy, you know, the internet domain name people. And I said, let me take this, and I'll be ready when we go on the air. So I said to the young man, he asked me if I was Vincent Fennelli, and I said, yes. And he said, okay, great. I said, so who am I speaking with? He said, Larry. I said, great. Larry, do you have a last name? He said, I do. I said, Larry, can you use your last name? I can. I said, so, Larry, let me ask you this. Will you use your last name? I will. I said, well, just one last question. Larry, what's your last name? And he told me. And I said, well, I've made it a policy. The reason I'm asking is I've made it a policy not to talk to people on the phone who won't tell me who they are. So if they don't give me their first name.
Oh, Ben, I love you.
Love you too, Dr. Sheely. But I'm very serious about this. You know, people are hiding behind their, I don't know, employee secret code, you know, or their employee numbers, or you know, they just don't want to tell you who they are, but they're asking us for information. So I just, you know, I just tell them I can't help them unless they can tell me who they are. And I have even canceled accounts with banks because the people whom I'm talking to won't tell me who they are. Seriously, I mean, why would I give information to someone about, oh, my social security number or where I live or, you know, Mrs. Fennelli's information if they won't tell me who they are? I'm drawing the line and I'm not doing it. And it's working. It's absolutely working. So this business of saying no really works. I went to, I mentioned on the broadcast, I went to Orscheln. There's an Orscheln store. It's a farm and ranch store in Marshfield, Missouri. And I was buying these 200-pound lick tubs of protein for the cows. And there were a bunch of young people there, and they slammed them into my truck. And when they slid into the bed, they crashed into the toolbox. I have an aluminum toolbox. And they dented it, and I was annoyed. I thought, you know, these young people really don't seem to have any concern about my property. And they're careless. And so I called the store manager. I actually called corporate headquarters. And I said, look, I'm not going to shop at your place if you're going to have employees that do this. And the store manager called me, you know, back within a couple of days. And we talked about it. And he said, can you describe the people involved? And I did. And he said, I just want to make sure I know who, you know, who's going to come called out to the woodshed. Well, I stopped over there a couple of days ago to Orscheln. And I wanted to introduce myself to the manager. And what I found was everyone was so helpful. They couldn't provide enough information. They went above and beyond what you would normally expect an employee to do. And I said, his name is Carl King. I said, Carl, I can't believe it. What a transformation. He said, yeah, well, we, you know, they cleaned house. They literally...
They lost one or two.
I think more than that.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, Dr. Sheely, is we may not think our voice counts, but when we're spending money, it absolutely counts.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. So,
so let's get to the biggie of the week.
Yeah.
Belgium.
Yeah.
How long do you think it'll be before they do something? Yeah.
Dr. Shealy, I don't know, but I have been preparing for this for actively for quite some time. I would say more seriously than ever. You know I'm a survivalist, and you've been to the farm. You know what it's kind of what it's like here. We are quite independent, and if we don't have to go out, we don't want to. Well, I have been mentioning on the air that I'm actively preparing at one step below panic level, meaning I'm not running around as a chicken with his or her head cut off, but frantically, but I am preparing deliberately with every waking moment. And so deliberately, effectively, efficiently, carefully, but quickly. Because I believe that there are several things that are going to happen here. One of them is the financial collapse. One of them is going to be a grid down situation, a supply chain situation. I can feel all these things coming. So I want to be prepared for it. When it's going to happen, is it going to be a Belgium-like event? It certainly could be. And the first thing I thought of was, I'm glad I don't fly. I don't want to fly. I'm not going to fly. I'm not going to go to an airport. I'm not going to go to a train station. I'm not going to go to a bus depot. I'm not going to go to a stadium, you know, a ball stadium where guys walk around or race around or jump on balls in short pants. I'm not going to do that either. I'm not going to malls because I'm concerned about those kinds of things.
Well, it's interesting, of course, that both Paris, the capital of France, and Brussels, the capital of Belgium, and the EU, were the targets. That makes a strong suggestion that D.C. could be a likely target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, I used to live in Virginia, about 4 hours from the District of Criminals. And one of the reasons we moved to Missouri is I felt even though we were in rural Virginia, even though the town had about 500 people living there, even though it was wide open spaces and cattle farms and tobacco farms, and even though it was a nicely knit community, it was too close to Washington, D.C. And I realized that even though it was one of the better places on the East Coast, it was still on the East Coast, and I wanted to be away from there. So that's why Mrs. Finelli and I got in a truck, and looked at maps, and we got on the internet, we got in the truck, we made phone calls, we visited farms and properties for sale, and we spent about 20,000 miles in the truck looking, literally, I'm not exaggerating, looking for the place that we thought would be darn close to ideal for our purposes. And that's why we moved to Missouri, and it was low taxes. And low taxes has a lot of benefits with it. On the surface, it just means low taxes. But if you look a little deeper, it means smaller government, because if there's lower taxes, there's lower funding for the government, there's less government, less invasion, less inspections, detections, and rejections from the government, less paperwork, fewer people coming out to look at your property and tell you what you can and can't do with it. So that's the reason why we moved here. We looked at North Dakota and South Dakota, and what a great way to go, but it's a little cold, and actually it's too cold for us. Other than that, then that would be an ideal place, but there's some water problems there. Here I think is a great place to be, and you found the same place. You found Missouri as well, and less than 100 miles from our farm, right?
Well, I don't want to advertise it too much.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
We don't need mass immigration here from the rest of the country.
You're absolutely right.
That we moved here 32 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. Mm-hmm. 34 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Because taxes in Wisconsin got worse than the winters.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another problem. But, Dr. Shuley, I don't think a lot of people would want to move here. There, you know, if many people want to be entertained. You don't need entertainment, and I don't. Our family doesn't. And but if you need entertainment, this is not the place to go. Yeah, at least where we are, because it's at least an hour to get to, you know, some kind of activity that get to Springfield, Missouri. But I'm not interested in going to movies. I haven't been to a movie theater in so long. I can't remember. But I do remember that prior to me not going to movie theaters, I read that people were putting pins and hypodermic needles pointy side up on the seats.
Yes. Yeah. And I haven't been to a movie theater in well over 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't watch television.
Right.
And I'm not bored.
You know, I was thinking before the broadcast, do I have time to do these, you know, multiple things that I need to get done today? And you know, I'm really trying to plan my day to maximize my accomplishments, the things that I need to get done. I need to spend time with the cows. I need to spend time with the animals. I need to check the fence. I need to walk the property. Check the property, see if anything has happened to it. And that's, by the way, Dr. Shuley, that's one thing I wanted to chat with you about. So yesterday afternoon, I spent several hours with our son, and we had our boots on, and we walked through the woods looking for places where we could put fence and clear a fence line and that kind of thing. So we walked a lot of acres. And I stood there looking at these trees, absolutely dumbfounded, heartbroken, because the trees, I looked at the young trees, the saplings that are maybe 2 inches in diameter, they seem to be doing fine. I looked at the evergreens, the cedars, they look like they're doing fine. I looked at the trees that are 40 years old or older. They're not doing fine. The bark is falling off them. I've mentioned this many times on the air, but the reason I'm mentioning it now when we're discussing medicine is if the trees are having trouble, why would we think that we wouldn't be having trouble with the atmosphere, the chemicals in the rain, and so forth, in the groundwater? Why would we think that we're immune from it? And may we talk about that when we come back?
You bet.
Okay. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that
is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. And I was mentioning, and I have mentioned this a number of times on the air, and I don't want to be repetitive, but I think it's so important. I was out in the woods with our son yesterday, and we were looking for places to place fencing for the animals, the cows and so forth. And as I was looking at the trees, I noticed the bark on the trees that were 40, 50, 60, 70 years old or older didn't look healthy. The bark was falling off. Woodpeckers were eating the dead trees. Trees had fallen over. Limbs, large limbs. I'm talking about limbs I couldn't even pick up from 75-year-old or older or 100-year-old trees are just falling off. They just don't look healthy, Dr. Shealy. And the reason I'm mentioning this is I believe it has a lot to do with what's in our environment, the air, the chemicals in the air, the toxins in the air, the chemtrails that are being sprayed. And here's the dilemma. We have saplings that are coming up. They look great. But the older trees don't look great. And I was going to take down some of these little saplings that are growing up and turn that into pasture. But it looks like if I do that, those are the only trees that are going to survive, the little saplings. And the older ones are not going to make it. And we have more firewood than we can use because the trees literally are falling over. Are you seeing this on your farm? Because I see it on the farm across the road. I see it on the farm next to us. I see it on the farm behind us. I see it all over in our little hamlet here.
Well, I think it's actually universal over most of the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the problem is plain old, simple old toxicity. Now, it's interesting, of course, that the young trees at least seem capable of, I guess they've got a stronger stamina, stronger immune systems than the old trees, just like people. That is, after the first couple of years of life, in general, children have, if they've done well that far, are stronger than most older adults. And it raises some very interesting questions, whether minerals or vitamins or whatever can help to protect people. We know that part of the problem with the soil is lack of minerals, especially magnesium. And, of course, magnesium and potassium are the two big minerals for most plants. And, of course, we know that over 80% of people are deficient in magnesium. And getting in about half of the recommended daily dose of potassium. But if you take the daily dose of recommended vitamins, it's nothing. Practically, I mean, most of them is 1 or 2 milligrams of the basic Bs. I figure we need about 10 to 20 or more times that. In other words, about 25 milligrams of the B complex. Hello?
So, yes, I'm here, Dr. Shuley, and I'm thinking about I'm thinking about what you're saying. And here's yesterday, before our son and I walked in the woods, I got out the rototiller and made sure that we had more ash from the wood furnace outside. When we take the ashes out, we put them in a pile and we hose them off so that they don't set a fire here at the farm. And then, you know, after they cool down for several days or a week or two, you know, we sprinkle them in the garden and we rototill them in. And it's because I feel that it's critical that we have the minerals and the elements that the trees were able to absorb from the ground into the wood that are still there when we burn the wood. And these are old trees. These are old trees of, you know, that the limbs, we don't cut trees down just for firewood. These are trees that have fallen down or limbs that have fallen. We just pull them out of the woods and cut them up with a chainsaw and then stack them and put them in the wood furnace. And we heat our house, all winter, and we heat our hot water 365 days a year with the same wood furnace. So we have ashes all the time, and we keep rototilling them in to the soil. And I'm doing that because my grandmother did that. And my grandmother lived a very healthy life, and she grew her own food. And I think that it's good for us to do, and that's why I want to use the old wood, because maybe it has fewer chemicals in it than the new wood might. But do you think we should continue this practice, Dr. Shuley?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about, we had some, they weren't earthquakes, but they were explosions underground. And let's talk about that in our water supply.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us in class. If you'd like to go to Dr. Shealy's website, it's Norm Shealy. .com, NormSheely.com. And Dr. Shealy is a medical doctor. Dr. Shealy, so we've had some explosions here at the farm. I was on the tractor, and I've also reported this, and there's a reason why I'm repeating this. I was on the tractor, my wife was on the tractor, and our son was on a tractor, separate fields, separate tractors, and we all felt, while we were moving on these diesel tractors with these loud engines, we felt this rumbling, massive rumbling underneath us. And The earth shook. There's no question about it. I felt it another time, maybe a month prior, when the whole house shook. I mean, literally. It's like, boom, and the whole house shook. So we've had these explosions that have rocked the house, rocked the ground, and so much that, you know, we felt it while we were moving on tractors. Well, subsequent to that, I've noticed that our whole house water filter gets clogged up with sediment, brown and red sediment, faster than ever before. It's plugging up very quickly. And so what I'm saying is, I believe that these explosions that were felt other places just besides our farm, it wasn't like someone detonated a massive device under our farm. It was felt by lots of people 20, 30 miles away easily. And the stirring of the earth and the groundwater in the earth, I believe, has released some of the sediment. And I believe that's also mixed with the groundwater from the flooding, which contains more chemicals from insecticides in garages, and, you know, that's spilled over. And we've had, in Springfield, Missouri, we had basements flooding with raw sewage when the sewer system backed up, you know, a couple months ago because of this flooding. Are you hearing things like this in your neck of the woods, and are you concerned about groundwater contamination as I've described it?
Well, interestingly, I have not heard any such thing. We've not had any things that come close to that here that I know of. And my water seems clear. Now, I check our water every couple of years, and I think it's been 2 years sometime this spring since I last checked for contaminants. But I'll have to get it done again. But I haven't seen any discoloration or sediment.
Okay. Do you have a whole house water filter?
No. We gave, we had one for a while, but we never found anything in our water. I mean, there's a big lab up in somewhere in the Northeast. I don't remember whether it's New Hampshire or Maine or one of those. And so we have it checked there, and it gives you all the organic and mineral possible contaminants.
What do they charge for that type of a test, Dr. Shuley?
I think it's $120.
Okay. One of the reasons that I noticed this problem is when back in the 1980s, I mentioned that I would buy single-family houses as real estate investments and apartment buildings and so forth. And when I was working at the bank, and whenever I looked to purchase a building, I would lift off the toilet bowl tank lid. I'd look inside, and there was always a date there. And the date gave me an indication of when the building was built, because toilets don't stay on the shelves long. They, you can tell they're sold within a year of manufacturing. So if the toilet had a certain date on it, I would know that's probably, and it hadn't been replaced, that's about the age of the building. Well, I was looking in our toilet tank to adjust the water, In our toilet tanks, the tanks were clean, absolutely clean. No, and in many tanks I saw there was this this growth, if you will, of brownish algae or some kind of growth, stains, black sometimes in some of these apartment buildings or houses if they were not on city water. Well, I noticed that we now have that. We now have brown, reddish staining in the toilet tanks. So that's why I looked at the rest of the story, which was the whole house water filters being clogged faster. And I really believe that the groundwater was stirred up by this rocking of these multiple explosions that were detonated someplace, 20, 30 miles, 40 miles away from here.
Well, yeah, I think that's true. I am not aware of any explosions within hearing distance.
Okay. Well, you would have felt these. I mean, if you were in your pool, you would have had a wave. I mean, your hot tub. You would have had a wave in there from the. It was that significant.
Right. Now we are fortunate to have avoided that so far. And, okay. And our, by the way, well and all these things have been here since 1937 or 8.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're almost as old as I am.
You know, as we talk about water, I wanted to share this with you. When we wash our clothes, as a result of our association, our friendship, Dr. Shuley, and our broadcasting together, you know, you taught us about these estrogenic compounds. And when we wash our clothes, we use a laundry detergent, as most people would, and we have a top-load washing machine. So we put the detergent in there, we put the clothes in there, and we fill it, and it runs through its, you know, cycles. And when it's done washing the clothes and rinsing the clothes and spinning the clothes, we then don't take the clothes out. We leave them in, and then we set the washing machine to the final spin cycle. And what happens is the tub will spin the clothes that are already damp in there, and there will be this water spraying on the clothes, several instances of spraying the water on the clothes, which we feel is just one more way of rinsing the estrogenic compounds out of the clothes, which originated from the laundry detergent. Have you heard of doing that, or do you recommend that we continue doing that?
Yeah, all sounds good.
Okay. Can we poison ourselves with detergents, and we don't use fabric softener here, but with fabric softeners that end up in our washing that just don't totally get rinsed out? By let's say right now I have a pair of blue jeans on. I wear blue jeans almost all the time. And if I did not do the extra rinses, let's say there were more chemicals on the clothes that just didn't get rinsed out, would I be potentially poisoning myself, or maybe growing man boobs as a result of the estrogenic compounds?
Well, as you may know, it is happening because it is all of this, these petrochemical derivatives and poisons are everywhere, including dish detergent, including, you know, the stuff you wash with. And I honestly don't know. I have to admit that I do think most men would do well either to eat a couple of servings of cruciferous vegetables a day or take an extract from them called DIM, diendomethane, I think it is. It prevents the conversion of dihydrotestosterone, et cetera, and helps cut down on your estrogen production. And most men, somewhere after age 55, can benefit from that. And I do take one DM tablet a day.
Okay, it's D-I-M?
All capitals, yeah, D-I-M.
Okay. And are there any contraindications or are there any complications or, as the pharmacomafia might call them, side effects?
Well, no. These are counteracting, toxic things, and I think they're quite safe.
Okay, so if someone were on another medication, would they need to be concerned about taking DIM?
Well, I can't imagine it having any harm in a man. Now, in a woman, obviously, you don't want to block estrogen, generally.
Okay. Well, I've noticed that in the advertisements that I see on the internet, they have these young models, and the young models are looking more feminine by the second. Less masculine, more feminine. More and more of them are looking more feminine. I don't want to look more feminine. I have no interest in
Oh, come on. You don't want to join Caitlin?
Yeah.
Transvestite of the millennium.
Man, oh man, it's a freak show.
Well, I agree. And you know that my psychology son gave me about a 10-page attack for calling something a transvestite food. How offensive I was to those poor people. And of course, I just got more so. I mean, I consider it a very, very sick pathology.
Dr. Shula, do you think it's these people are born with this defect?
I think they are born with either a karmic influence or some feeling of being mistreated or ignored as a child. Obviously, they don't have the normal bonding mechanism of oxytocin. Something happened. Now, why, I don't know. What we do know is that despite decades now, especially from a place like Johns Hopkins, pushing even sexual transformation in a variety of situations, including children who somehow get, some problem in early childhood, the evidence is overwhelming that after they've had the transformation, the rate of suicide increases. Therefore, we have to say that even the surgical transposition, if you will, is not obviously worthwhile and not a cure.
Dr. Shula, if you look at a picture of Bruce Jenner, he is really feminine looking. I mean, he's really, really feminine looking. And he says that he wants to have a normal relationship with a man. You know, he wants a man to open the door for him and all that kind of stuff.
I can understand homosexual behavior.
Hold that thought. We'll come back to that. We
everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Chile is with us, and Dr. Chile, we were talking about Bruce Jenner and the transformation he has made into someone who's more feminine. But when we last talked, he's still a male, isn't he?
Yeah, he hasn't cut it off yet, apparently.
Well, even if he did, wouldn't he still be a man by his?
Why? To be a woman, you have to have an X chromosome and a Y chromosome. That's the legitimate definition. Whatever the genitals are is not as important as the DNA chromosomes. Mm-hmm. I think I was about to say, I can understand homosexual behavior. You certainly see it in animals. I mean, as long as they don't harm anybody, fine. But the idea of a transformation of sex, I think, is karmic in itself. It's not only damaging this life, but I think you're going to have to deal with that big time in some future life.
Well, let's explore that a little farther, Dr. Shuley. So are you saying that in all of your past lives, you absolutely positively were male, correct?
No. As a matter of fact, I know of at least one where I was a female. And I'm sure I've been a female all the time. But no. I think at a soul level, we can move back and forth in order to learn certain lessons. Mm-hmm. I think when we have at a soul level, and I believe we do choose this before we're born, and we've chosen to come in as a male or a female, I think interfering with that, surgically especially, and major hormonally, is damaging your soul's pathway and creating a lesson that you're going to have to learn in a future life.
I'm trying to comprehend what you're saying. Now I can understand now As you explained it, that you could be a male or female in a past life, and you can learn lessons from being one or the other or both. So you're saying that if you disrupt that by changing what you think you are,
genetically are.
Ah, okay. Well, you know, I remember that I remember hearing things like soap parties, and a soap party was if someone were in the military and he seemed to be a homosexual. In the middle of the night, you know, the guys would take their pillowcases with a bar of soap in them, and they would, you know, swing them and these homosexuals would be beaten.
Well, I think that's cruel, and you know, I cannot condone that kind of behavior either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mistreating someone just because you don't like something, if they haven't harmed you, you have no right to go harming them.
I agree with that. I agree with that. What I'm saying is it was a behavior that was not acceptable to most people.
Oh,
but now...
It obviously is not, you know, something that people consider favorably. On the other hand, for those who handle it discreetly and under... You know, fine. Let them be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember when our daughter, she started college very early, I believe 14 years old. And so she was the youngest person in her class. And a couple of years later, she said, Dad, you know, being gay is just a different lifestyle. And I said, well, it's more than that. It's, it's way more than that. And she was taught in school that it's okay. It's absolutely okay. And now it's become ubiquitous. It's pervasive. It's everywhere. Dr. Shealy, when we come back, may we talk about bedside manner? I've noticed that young physicians' assistants don't have the bedside manner of those with more seasoning.
That's something I'd love to talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. And also, I want to tell you a little bit about my rototiller, my Troy-built rototiller, and how cheesy it is. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to. If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.